Brian's Pilot.
Why don't we all just chill out and we listen to Brian and see what he's here for?
Or we smoke weed in a comical way and then dance our heads off to 80s music.
I think I like the weed idea a lot.
Okay, let's do that. Smoking weed. We love marijuana. We're the Breakfast Club. Yeah. 80s. Hello and welcome to Can We Add Arnie, the podcast answering the tough questions of Can We Add Arnie?
Yes, there are so many movies out there that do not have Arnold Schwarzenegger
in
them.
No, not enough!
And that's why we have taken it upon ourselves. It's a burden.
A little bit.
But it's a challenge that we're willing to do so that you don't have to.
What heroes? No need for that, Corey. Oh, by the way, Corey Sutton, hello.
Hello, Alan Oldworth. It's good to be here.
It is great to be here doing the Lord's work. Yeah, I said it. And today we are looking at a little movie called The Breakfast Club.
A film I'd never seen before. Which is a common story in a lot of this podcast.
Yeah, well, part of the whole reason why we're doing the podcast is just to get you to actually watch some movies.
Yeah, I'm getting educated.
Yeah, we're teaching you about some movies. What do you think of this one before we even get into it?
I thought it was actually really good.
Okay.
Which is a surprise.
Okay, the tone didn't match what you said then. Is that like you're being sarcastic?
Oh, sorry.
Try it again.
I thought it was really good.
Mm.
One more time?
Yeah, what with feeling?
Okay. I thought it was really good.
Mm.
A lot of love in that one.
Well, I don't think you know what love is, to be honest. And I keep seeing those comments coming on through that you don't know what love is. And I'm going to start, you know, I believe them.
It was a serious movie, which I did not expect. I thought it was going to be a bit of fun of these kids in detention. And then it took a really serious turn.
Yeah, it gets real.
Yeah, it gets real. And I was sitting there going, wow, this was like my high school experience.
Yeah.
And everyone else's as well.
And everyone else's. Rotten Tomatoes says that it's 89% to the critic score, 92% audience score, so must be doing something, right?
It had a budget of $1 million and it made $51 million.
Wow.
Like, it was massive.
Yeah, pretty huge.
And director-writer John Hughes also did Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Uncle Buck, 16 Candles, name a few.
And everything else done in the 80s.
Yeah, Home Alone.
Really?
He wrote Home Alone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, he's pretty good from what it sounds
Dennis
like.
Dennis the Menace.
Do you want to give us the synopsis of the movie?
Absolutely, I do. Here we go. The Breakfast Club is five high school students from different cliques spending a Saturday detention together. Initially, they are strangers defined by their stereotypes. The jock, the brain, the princess, the rebel, and the recluse. Well, which one are you, Alan?
Princess.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was a jock.
Yep, that's more truth-telling from Corey.
First of many lies in today's podcast. As the day progresses, they break down barriers, discovering they have more in common than they thought. Well, through candid conversations and shared experiences, they confront personal struggles, societal pressures, and familial expectations.
You're going to have to read that again. I was not listening.
It's a lot of big words in there, I know.
So many big words. Long story short,
and
a bunch of
jock,
kids.
I don't know those words.
Yeah, well, as a princess, I ain't listening because daddy hasn't bought me anything yet. Am I right? Or am I right? Before we move any further, we need to figure out who's the random character that'll be added to an episode. This is according to you people by giving us suggestions.
Yes, you can comment on our Facebook, Instagram, TikTok videos of characters you would like us to add to the list.
We'll do another post up as well, encourage some more of these because, there's been some really good ones. There's also been some god awful ones.
Yeah, but we love it.
So thank you.
It's
thank
good.
You.
It's a challenge.
Well, sometimes they are, and sometimes they're just awful.
All right, so I am going with today.
Okay.
JFK insisting on using a convertible.
Is that the right era?
no.
Not really.
But we can make it work.
I'm sure we can. All right.
Just for those who need a history
movie
lesson.
A movie that takes place in entire school and never leaves, I'm sure JFK insisting to use a convertible will not be an issue coming up, naturally. I'm sure. Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to be honest. Looking at this movie, normally it's like, all right, let's add characters, that sort of thing. Or let's like, you know, who do we replace with and that. There's some obvious choices here right from the get-go. But I'm going to go to a little bit more of a complicated choice first.
Hit me.
The teacher.
So you want Arnie to be Mr. Vernon. Is it Mr. Vernon?
Yeah. Mr. Vernon.
Mr. Vernon. The authoritarian vice principal.
When I watched this movie as like a teenager, I thought he was the worst person in the world. Now watching as an adult, he's not great, but you kind of feel for him a bit.
Yeah, because he's been jaded by years of working with little shitheads.
Absolutely.
Which, as my wife as a teacher, I completely understand.
100%.
It's a rewardless, thankless task.
Well, and that's why they should get paid more. You did
teachers
it, Alan.
Teachers can't live without them.
Teachers, they are the best.
Everyday heroes.
Everyday heroes. All right. Now it sounds like I hate teachers.
Now, I don't want to spread a rumor, but I think, like, you have said some pretty anti-teacher stuff.
Have I?
You've been pretty anti-teacher for, like, the last 16 episodes.
What have I said that's anti-teacher?
I mean, there was that one time where, like, all teachers should just die.
Yeah, but that you got to know the context.
What was the context?
We were in a room recording a podcast, and I said, hey, you know what's something I believe in truly? And then I think a quote came out. I can't remember. Anyway.
All right, so Arnie as Mr. Vernon.
Yeah, why not? All right, students, good morning to you.
Yeah, well, bad morning to you.
You need to shut up and have some respect right now. You know why you're here on a Saturday instead of going outside and playing basketball?
Because I pulled the fire alarm, okay?
Yeah. You think you're some kind of tough guy?
I am a tough guy.
No, you're not.
I'm very tough.
Look at me. I'm bulging with muscles. I am the toughest guy I know.
You're a teacher. If you were so tough and you were so cool and you're so smart, why'd you become a teacher?
Because I love holidays. And I also love not working very hard. From what I understand, it's a very easy job. And I love people not appreciating me. I love it. It's my favorite thing. Favorite. Now listen here, you five little shitheads.
What? You can't call me that.
I can call you whatever I want on a Saturday. Teacher rules only apply on weekdays, fool.
I'm the brain.
I got the feeling. I wasn't sure, to be honest. I was like, maybe princess. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. What are you guys up to?
All right, which one are you?
Just feeling really good today. Did a bit of a workout this morning.
Bill Clinton, stay away from these kids. They're here to learn. And they're here to learn about the rules.
I'm not Bill, I'm the jock. I'm the jock, man.
Oh, it was the jock. I'm so sorry. I get you guys confused due to the white hair. Okay, now, you're not going to sit here and fall asleep. You're not going to sit here and make comments. What did I just say?
You said I'm not going to fall asleep.
With that comical yawn, I don't need this right now, okay?
Oh, I just can't wait to be over so I can go shopping with Daddy.
Okay, that's enough from you too. Because today, you aren't going to talk to each other. You aren't going to sleep. You're going to write down an essay. I don't know what the hell. What was that? Okay, honest to God. What was that meant to even be? What was that meant to be? Hey! Hey, what was that? Explain yourself right now. Right now. I've got five students in front of me, and I don't know what the hell that was. What was it? Answer me!
I'm the weird girl.
Oh, okay, it's the weird girl.
She made weird noises.
You're not even meant to be here, by the way.
What do you mean she's not meant to be here?
We'll probably deal with that later. Anyway, I need you to write an essay. It needs to be 1,000 words and not the same word over and over over again.
I wish we just had 1,000 birds in here. You know what I mean?
You know what? You keep dicking around and you're going to wake up being so... Don't catch your own spit in your mouth. That's disgusting. So disgusting. No, you're fine. Yeah, I agree. It's disgusting.
But why would you put me in a room with him?
You know what? I probably will learn to regret that too. But hey, I need you guys to focus up.
I'm really looking forward to writing an essay.
I of course you are, you nerd. Hey, I need you right now to tell me who you are and what you did wrong.
Okay, well, I'll start. So
No, in the paper.
No.
This isn't a verbal thing. I've got files to go through downstairs with the janitor who kind of looks like Phil Collins, according to Corey.
He does.
So you guys, write your thing, no messing around, and I'll be back in a few moments to check on you, okay?
I'm just going to get up and leave.
No, you ain't going anywhere, okay?
Why not?
Because I'm the teacher and you're just a student, okay? And you will respect my authority.
I'm going to light my shoe on fire.
Okay, I'm out of here. Keep writing, and don't fall in love, any of you, or four of you. Looking at you, weird girl and princess girl. Nerd, you're fine. You can do whatever you just write. Probably you're writing up other people's as well, I imagine, because you're a nerd. Anyway, I'm going to go now.
Hey, sir.
Yeah.
It's me, the jock again.
Yeah, okay.
Andrew.
Yep. Yep, that's how jocks sound.
Do you mind if, like, when we go for a bit of lunch break?
Yeah, lunch break's a good idea. Probably around lunch. It's 8:30 in the morning right now.
Well, I mean, some of us probably didn't even have breakfast.
Yeah.
I mean, Bender over there.
Yeah.
I know that he comes from a pretty bad home.
Yeah.
He probably hasn't even had breakfast. Probably hasn't had breakfast all week.
I don't know what to tell you. This is school in the 80s. I don't give a crap.
Hey, you listen to me. I haven't had breakfast all week because maybe I didn't want to have breakfast. Not because my parents couldn't afford it.
Hey. No talking amongst each other. Write down the shit and then get to work, okay?
Sir, I just think that breakfast is a really good idea right now.
Okay, here's what I think. I think it is 1985. I think we aren't that many years away from when I used to be able to hit kids. And I will take us back in time so swiftly your head will spin off your bloody shoulders. Exactly. Thank you for agreeing with me, weird girl. I'm out of here. Door slam. I mean, it's the role he's born to play. You know what I mean? It felt too real at moments like that, especially with the wibbida 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 girl.
Not make weird noises for like the first 30 to 40 minutes of the film? But like she didn't talk.
You sound like a Muppet then. That was weird. I was expecting like nip, 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 noop, noop, noop. It was weird.
We're in like an audio format. I got to ham it up a little.
That was you hamming it up? Okay. And then explain to me Bill Clinton why he was there.
I was finding my voice.
Another character as well, and we did allude to this, Phil Collins.
The janitor looks so much like Phil Collins.
He does.
I wouldn't mind a bit of an interaction between the janitor and Mr. Vernon, because they do share a moment.
Well, there's a moment when Mr. Vernon's going through the lockers after he's had it. He's had enough. He's at his wit's end with one of the kids, the bad kid, and he's just going through trying to find a personal record, and the janitor walks in. So just, man, what is this? Okay. He comes from a broken home. Oh, your middle name is Lassie.
Hey, what are you doing in here?
Oh, hey.
It's me, the janitor.
Yeah, no, I'm aware who you are. I don't know your name, but...
The name's Phil.
Well, you must be new here.
No, I've been here for a few years.
Okay, how long have you been here for?
About 20 years.
And a similar question, how long have you been watching me go through these personal records for?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
20 minutes,
okay,
yeah.
Well, look, just letting you know... I wouldn't normally go through these sort of things, but...
It looks like a bit of an invasion of privacy.
Yeah. I mean, what would you do? I'm just dealing with a kid. He's allergic maybe to something. I'm just trying to get a list of his allergies.
So you're trying to get a little bit of like an edge on him. You're looking for a bit of leverage.
Well, you say edge. I say need to be up to date with allergies. So, you know, you just let me be, maybe.
You might need a bit of a bribe. Just a bit.
I'm a teacher in the 80s. How much money do you think I have? Because I know you think we're overpaid. At least one person does. I'll never tell who.
Look, 50 bucks. Just 50 bucks?
$50? You're kidding me?
I mean, it's not much.
For what? I'm just looking through medical records.
Look, so you just give me 50 bucks. I won't say a word. I can go buy a drum kit.
How about instead we just sit around and share personal stories about how we deal with youth in this day and age and how I'm scared of it being the future. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so yeah. Do you want to start or you want me?
Yeah, you can start.
Or what's your question?
I feel like I've been talking a lot.
What's your question?
No, you just tell me a story. I don't know. I'm just going to read this file while you talk. Don't mind me.
Okay, well...
Broken home.
So I haven't...
That's good stuff.
I haven't always been a janitor.
Oh, what were you before this?
I was a drummer.
Oh, yeah? For what? For like a little band or something? Have I heard of them?
Yeah, it's a little band called Genesis.
Genesis?
Yeah.
That'll never catch on. That's a dumb name. And why are you here now? What happened to Genesis? Genesis?
Oh, we split up.
Oh.
One of my mates, Lou, he went on his own way.
Yeah, okay.
And so I then just did a little bit of a solo kind of gigging for a bit.
Yeah.
Did a couple of music songs.
Your music songs? Yeah. Supposed to non-music songs, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of like one of the only kind of singers that would go out and do concerts and drum and sing at the same time.
Yeah, we would put you out of breath, I guess, right? If you were to do it all the time.
It would a bit. It would, yeah.
Yeah.
So I did that. And yep. I had a really good one, which has a really iconic drum solo in it that goes...
Yeah, I hate that. That would never catch on.
Yeah. It did, though.
You know what? I've changed my mind. Here's $50. Leave me alone.
Well, I appreciate the money, but I actually feel like we're really building a connection now.
No, I disagree.
So tell me, why did you become a teacher?
Because to be honest, I was in a band as well. I was in a band called Genesis. It's me, Lou.
No, Lou.
I told you I'd come and find you.
I can't believe this.
This whole time it's been me.
Lou, you've been in the same school that I've been in.
I just wanted a moment to talk.
So you're saying that you want to get the band back together?
No.
So you don't want to get the band back together?
No, I just wanted to say hello.
saw.
Hello.
And that's it?
That's it.
So we go our separate ways?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want your 50 back?
No, I'm doing quite well, actually.
So am I.
Yeah, I had a feeling. It's been nice.
Well, I'll see you later then, Lou.
All right, see you later. Bye. Bye, Phil. See ya. Meanwhile, that classroom goes to absolute anarchy.
Yeah.
Now, this is the part. I'm going to go a little unconventional here. Normally we go, hey, main characters, who are we subbing out and swapping in some Arnie? I don't want to swap anyone out.
You want to create a new student?
I want to know how Arnie's going to roll just being in that scenario.
Oh, yes.
Introducing Austrian student. I'm not going to go Sven. We always go Sven. We'll just call him Arnie. Call him who he is.
Okay.
And he's in the role, and he's just one of the extra students that happens to be getting in
trouble.
Exchange
student?
Yeah, that makes
sense.
He's
on exchange.
100%.
All right.
And he's just there. Hey, wow, this sure does suck, guys, right? Being here on a Saturday.
Oh, great. Now the foreign kid has something to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is this, the jerk guy?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
They call me Bender.
Yeah?
And watch this. I'm so tough.
Yeah, do something tough then.
Yeah, watch this. I'm going to light my shoe on fire.
Oh, Jesus, that's tough. Hey, nerd kid.
Yeah, what do you want?
I'm just kind of curious.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good.
I saw you in study hall.
Yeah, it was pretty good to see you. Hey,
Length Brian. People call me Brain. Brian the Brain.
No, nerd kid will do. I think that's the way I know you. It could be a language thing, maybe, that I'm maybe miscommunicating something, but you are definitely nerd kid.
Okay, I mean, that's a bit offensive.
It's not. It's not if you saw your face. Then you'd be like, yep, I get it. 100% the nerd.
What do you want?
Well, I just wanted to say this kid letting his shoe on fire is a bit much, right?
I mean, yeah, it is a bit, but he's always been like that.
Yeah,
I've always been like this. I'm a bad boy.
I don't like this kid. Let me talk to the jock kid. Maybe he can relate to me because of my muscles. Hey, you jock kid.
Yeah, what do you want, bro?
Okay, jock kid, what are we going to do with this weird shoe lighting fire boy?
I think that we should probably just kind of like just rough him up a little bit.
Yeah, that's
a bit of a fisticuffs, you know what I mean?
We don't have to go straight to physicality is what I'm trying to say. Maybe we could talk it out or something.
How would you solve this in Germany?
You're like, well, no, we don't need to talk about what I do in Germany, but we can say that you seem like a well-respected individual, someone that understands things. Maybe you need to talk to him like man-to-man.
You want me to have a man-to-man with him?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, I guess I could have like a bit of a bro-to-bro with him.
I don't know what that means. It's the language barrier, perhaps.
I thought bro is an abbreviation for brother.
Okay, well, whatever you need to do, you do the thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want a bro to bro with this dickhead. I don't think so.
Oh, you want a bro to bro?
Excuse me, right now, I'm changing library cards over here and messing up the entire order of this system because you know what? I'm a cool guy.
Wait, are you the bad kid?
Yeah, I'm the bad kid. And what are you?
Well, I'm the jock, bro.
Oh, so you want to what? Bro to bro me?
We're gonna
I don't think so, bro.
We're going to have a bro to bro, whether you like it or not.
I'll tell you something about me, if you want to know. My dad?
Yeah?
Not a nice guy.
Well, what did he do, bro?
The other day, he said, hey, the remote and the TV remote's not, the batteries aren't working or something.
Well, did he actually try changing the battery?
Well, that's the thing. He said, so you have to go to the TV and change the channels for me.
So what you're saying is you got a bit of an abusive dad.
Yeah, that's really full on, man. That's really full on. You have to get up and then. Yeah, and he didn't even know what he wanted to watch, so I had to do it like all night.
Do you mind if I just butt in for a little bit?
Oh my goodness, she talks. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I just wanted to say, would you like some of my macaroni and sugar sandwich?
Yeah. No, not it's a no for me. You cool guy?
Yeah, no, I don't want that. That was weird. I don't want that. Nope. Jock guy?
Nah, bro. I'm pretty good, eh?
Yeah. Princess chick, do you want a little
song? No, I don't need it. I really don't. Daddy's going to bring me some caviar.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah, no. I'm good. I'm good, weird girl.
Arnie, you didn't ask me, the brain.
I don't give a shit about you. That's why. I don't care about you at all.
That's a bit mean.
Yeah. Well, you know what? One thing you'll learn about me is that I'm actually a really nice guy once you get to know me. But unfortunately for you, I'm never going to let you get to know me.
It sounds like you've got some stuff going on in your life.
Yeah, I've got some stuff going on. I think we should go around the room and talk about why we're in here, and maybe we can learn a bit from that.
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea, bro.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah, she agrees. All right, well, I'll tell you what I did. All right? Because I know you want to know.
All right, cool, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what I did. See that fire alarm out there? Pulled it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that it, bro? Is that all you did?
That, and Mr. Vernon hates my guts because I like to annoy him.
And that's all you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, what else do you want me to say? That's what I did. That's why I'm here.
I mean, don't you have like an abusive father or something?
Oh, yeah, that's all going on. You heard the TV remote story. He's hectic. Well, you see the scar on my arm?
Yeah, what's that from?
That's when he put a cigarette out on me.
Oh, bro, you got cigarettes at home?
Yeah, I smoke them all the time. I'm so cool. That's what I do. I'm smoking cigarettes like a cool dude. I love them.
Well, okay, that's pretty cool.
Yum, yum.
And what about you, Arnie?
Well, I would rather you guys keep talking about yourselves and share your stories, and then maybe if I have the confidence, I might chime in later with mine.
Okay, so who did you want to hear next?
I guess from you then, nerd.
It's Brian.
Okay.
Brian.
What did you do?
Okay, so I snuck in.
Actually, I'd rather share my story.
Oh,
it's the princess girl. Okay.
I mean, princess, I was trying to hide.
No, I want to share my story. If that's okay.
But you pushed in.
Yeah, I skipped school to go shopping.
Okay, that's anything else to that?
No, that's it. I'll do it again.
Is that it? What did you go and buy?
Oh, I bought myself some new earrings.
Yeah?
Daddy gave me the money. It was so good.
Oh, God, what is up with this weird girl?
Does she ever say anything useful?
I don't know. Hey, why are you here, weird girl?
Well, I'm actually here because I just chose to be here. I'm not in trouble.
Oh, man, that's such a weird thing to do. We're all stuck here, and she's, like, wanting to be here. All right, nerd kid, I guess you're the only one that hasn't shared this story and me, so one of us should probably talk.
Okay, well...
But here's my story. The reason why I'm here, guys, is because I got confused. I thought this was a library.
No, it is a library.
Yeah, but I thought it was the library for me to study during the weekends. But it's actually, like, school detention, and I don't know how the wires got crossed, but Mr. Vernon just put me in here now. That and Akita's car. Oh, I don't know which reason it was, but it's one of those two.
Bro, you're the one who keyed Vernon's car?
Yeah, but there was an accident.
Oh, dude, that is so cool. I'd do that. Okay. Did you light it on fire as well?
No, but you know what? It was on purpose.
You know what you should have done? You should have lit his car on fire and then followed him home and then, like, you know, banged on his door, maybe thrown a couple of rocks through his window, and then you, like, light his bed on fire, and then you feel like
that's going pretty far.
No, then you mow a penis into his lawn.
Oh, no, that's fine then.
Yeah, and then you, like, go in there and you break in and you tie him up and you tie his family up.
Yeah, that feels like it's going pretty far.
Yeah, I have to agree. That feels like it's going a little bit further than I would have expected it to do. But continue the story. What else should I do? Just writing this down for future, maybe. This is going to be all in my essay, by the way. How's everyone's coming along, by the way? Everyone going good?
Oh, I've already finished.
Of course you have, you nerd. No one likes you. Yes. So, okay, so what is that? Penises in the lawn, did you say?
Yeah, you do some penises in the lawn. Okay. And you tied up him and his family.
Yeah.
And then you light them on fire as
well. Yeah, okay.
Because it's cool.
All right, the jock, I need you to step in again. He's getting out of hand. He's freaking me out.
Bro, I've got this.
Okay.
Dude, you need to chill out.
I'll do it. Hey, why don't you eat a bag of dicks and I'll do what I want, all right?
I don't want any trouble.
I don't even like this place. I hate all you guys.
Why don't we all just chill out and we listen to Brian and see what he's here for?
Or we smoke weed in a comical way and then dance our heads off to 80s music.
I think I like the weed idea a lot.
Okay, let's do that. Smoking weed. We love marijuana. We're the Breakfast Club. Yeah. 80s. Wow, I feel a lot more looser. I think I'm ready to hear absolutely anything right now. Wow.
Oh, that probably means that you want to hear my story.
No. Anything else? Anyone?
No. Okay, let me tell you.
Okay.
So,
God, this is going to be so boring. I'm probably like, oh, no, he didn't get my homework in. Suspension for no homework.
So, the reason that I'm here
okay,
is that I'm actually the son of someone very important in life.
Oh.
And I'm being punished for their crimes.
Okay. Who's your daddy and what does he do? Sometimes these things just come naturally. What can I say? That one just lent into it. I didn't even have to try.
Wait till tumor comes up. I'm ready. Always ready to go. So who is your daddy and what does he do?
So my daddy is...
And does he have a tumor?
He's like a smart guy and he used to work for the CIA.
Okay.
And he used to tell us his story of when he was growing up in the 50s and he was working for the CIA and they had to take out one of the... Did you ever hear of JFK?
No, I heard him. I heard of him. He's cool.
Daddy was like part of the CIA that killed JFK.
Okay. Is that official? Is that come out publicly that it's the CIA who killed... I assume you're talking about former, like, JFK? JFK?
Yeah, former U.S. president.
Yeah, President JFK. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just American politics is just not natural to me.
And so Daddy used to tell us a story about when they bugged JFK on the day of his death.
Oh.
And so it used to go a little bit like this. JFK would get off the plane, and he would turn to Jackie, his wife, and he would say, "Yeah, Jackie. It's a me, JFK. I'm thinking today is a beautiful day in Texas."
"Oh, honey, I love you so much. I'm also Jackie." Just so you know, in case anyone's ever listening to this at a later date, I love you so much.
"I'm thinking that today we will go see the American people in the open air. It's beautiful.
Oh, it is a lovely day here in Texas."
"What do you think, honey, about taking a convertible?"
"I don't love it. My hair just got did. I feel like it's not really. I mean, there is a 10% chance of rain, according to some people."
No. "I've got a good feeling about today."
"I mean, Texas famously has probably some of the loosest gun laws in history. That aside.
And God bless America for it."
"Yeah, God bless America. I don't know if that's a good idea."
"Bodyguard, can I have a word with you?"
Yeah.
I'm thinking today we get the convertible.
Yeah, okay.
And we go straight through the city.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm a wave of the people. Mm. I'm a give them a good look at my head because I have a beautiful head.
It's
I'm
a beautiful head,
one of the best looking presidents of all time.
I would say, yeah, no argument from me. Any argument from you guys? Nope. No arguments from them either.
So I'm thinking we'll get in the car now and we'll drive around.
Which car? Sorry.
The convertible.
I don't.
What's wrong with the convertible?
Maybe, I don't know, we were just a little bit worried about your safety.
What do you mean?
Well, you're so exposed.
The president hasn't been killed ever since what?
Abraham Lincoln is the one that famously comes to me, but we're not going to the theater, I guess, so you're probably right.
We've got no reason to go to the theater. I'm here to see the people. They people love me. They're going to vote me in again for a second term.
You are well loved. He's making some good points over here. Jackie, what do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
All right, well then we'll get in the convertible. We'll go around and we'll pass that grassy knoll.
Ain't nothing bad happening on a grassy knoll, famously. Kids roll down them most of the time. So, yeah, no argument here.
Bodyguard, I got a splitting headache. Have you got any Panadol?
Yeah.
Just need a little Panadol. That's all.
Okay.
Just a splitting headache. It'll go away.
I'm sure it will. Well, okay. Well, yeah, I guess we'll go out there and grassy knoll it up.
Honey, are you okay with this? Are you sure? Because before you were losing your head a little bit.
Well, yeah.
You know what happens when you stress out? I begin to lose my head.
Yeah.
Let's roll the motorcade.
All right, let's do it. Ain't nothing bad going to happen today.
And anyway, that's what happened.
Okay.
Because my dad was a part of the conspiracy to kill JFK.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So and wait, then, why are you in detention then?
So then I told Mr. Vernon.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "That's the biggest load of crock I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put you in Saturday detention." Okay. For making up stories.
That sounds fair. Or nothing to do with the gun in your locker?
Oh, yeah, and I brought a gun to school.
Yeah.
But it's a flare gun.
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Why did you bring a flare gun to school?
Yeah, why did you bring a flare gun to school?
Well, it's a little bit of a cry for help.
Oh.
Because I'm failing woodshop. And I can't fail.
So you brought a flare gun to shoot in the air for help? Look, Brian, I understand you're having a hard time right now.
Yeah.
And you got to know that even the bad...
I can't even build a spice rack.
It's fine. Some people are here to build spice racks. Some people are here to play legendary rock music.
What do you mean?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, before we were dancing to that 80s music in the montage...
Yeah.
That happened numerous times throughout the movie for no good reason.
Yeah.
I was thinking, hey, this Brian's got some pretty good moves. And then when you were dancing and singing along at some point, I looked over and I said, hey, this guy's got a pretty good voice as well.
Oh, thank you.
This is my honor to talk to you.
Okay.
Brian, I just want to say that even on your lowest day, you are still a star.
Oh, that really means a lot to me.
I knew it would. I'm very important.
I feel inspired.
You should probably write this song.
I might start a band.
Now, if I heard correctly, I heard that your family was potentially talking about moving to Australia.
Yeah. I was once struck by thunder as well.
Were you thunderstruck?
I was thunderstruck.
Wow. That's crazy.
My favorite color is black.
Yeah, wow, that's so good.
You know, sometimes it kind of feels like life is just one big highway to hell.
Yeah, no, life is. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. They all sound like potentially really awesome good song music names, but unfortunately, I think someone else is already doing that. So you're going to have to take him out, and then you can take his spot in the band.
Wait, what do you mean?
It doesn't matter. It will make sense to some people, but not a lot of them.
Are you talking about my favorite band, AC/DC?
Doesn't matter. I'm just saying there could be a spot for you if you play your cards right. Bring the flag on.
Okay. Of all the places the podcast to go, did I suspect setting up a murder plot for Bon Scott, rock and roll hero?
Lead singer of AC/DC. Look, when the kid's name is Brian Johnson, of course we're going to go that way.
You know what? That's it. I'm putting a fork in this episode.
Yeah, it's done.
It is officially done. That was the Can We Add Arnie podcast. That was the Breakfast Club. And yeah, we added Arnie to it. Did we need to do it? No.
Did we make it better?
There was moments as Mr. Vernon, maybe. But certainly not that last bit. Wow. Well, if you enjoyed the podcast, give us some comments, give us some feedback, give us some suggestions as well for these random characters that, yeah, sometimes they are shoehorned in. Sometimes they're not. I guess we should end it with a closing statement about how I feel about teachers.
Absolutely. You said some pretty controversial stuff during that episode. Do you want to redeem yourself?
Nah. All right. See ya.
Bye.